What is the alternative, and how do we all get behind it? Proudhon provides and explains key missing information, his explanation of obedience. And we discussed this in the audio file, Proudhon Explains Obedience, from our March 26, 2017 show. That speaks to this, that to conform to rule is our nature. Remember that paragraph. The more ignorant man is, the more obedient he is, and the more absolute in his confidence in his guide. But it being a law of man's nature to conform to rule, that is, to discover it by powers of reflection and reason, man reasons upon the commands of his chiefs. Now, such reasoning as that is a protest against authority, a beginning of disobedience. At the moment that man inquires into the motives which govern the will of his sovereign, at that moment man revolts. If he obeys no longer because the king commands, but because the king demonstrates the wisdom of his commands, it may be said that henceforth he will recognize no authority, and that he has become his own king. In proportion as society becomes enlightened, royal authority diminishes. That is a fact to which all history bears witness. Unquote. That to conform to rule is our nature is yet another way of expressing Socrates' dilemma. And that audio file is from our October 6, 2013 show, which we cite so often now. It's become part of our freedom lexicon. Alice Miller's version asks, how could we as young children have become aware of that which we were not permitted to become aware? That's from our May 31st, 2015 show, Hard Soil. Here we've described it as the problem of the conditioning of class. That's our May 14, 2017 show, Baptism of Truth. Popper, and we discussed this in our October 8, 2017 show, authentic judgment rests on each one possessing, which means we got to be self-sufficient, each individual one of us. And we discussed it as well in our original discussion, October 6, 2013. These shows explained Popper explained Socrates' dilemma as, quote, a question which seems to have puzzled Socrates a great deal, that those who are not sufficiently educated and thus not wise enough to know their deficiencies are just those who are in the greatest need of education. Readiness to learn in itself proves the possession of wisdom. In fact, all the wisdom claimed by Socrates for himself. For he who is ready to learn knows how little he knows. The uneducated seems thus to be in need of any authority to wake him up, since he cannot be expected to be self-critical. Unquote. I.e., power exists by keeping us ignorant.